It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. As New York City public schools kick off their first official day of online learning today, many parents, especially of younger children, are questioning how well teachers will be able to engage with their students through Zoom or Google Classroom. But long before remote learning was a citywide experiment, some people were already doing a lot of thinking about how to teach kids through a screen. That's right, Sesame Street and other programming for kids on public television were in some ways the original remote learning. Linda Semensky is the head of content for PBS Kids, the home of Sesame Street, Wild Kratts, Odd Squad, and so many other shows, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Hello, David. Thanks for having me here today.
Engaging with a screen seems easier for teenagers, but for younger kids with shorter attention spans, keeping them interested in something that isn't happening right in front of them in real life can be difficult. Sesame Street is not school, but PBS Kids shows are designed for a younger crowd. So what have you learned about what works in terms of keeping little kids interested in material that is also teaching them something?
So one thing I'd like to say about our audience is kids between the ages of 2 and 8, and they are absolutely the best audience to program for because they are very curious about how the world works, and they are coming to our air with a lot of questions, a lot of very basic questions. So we make programming that really does offer them an explanation of how the world works. And if we occasionally give them a little surprise or, offer them something that's very funny, they really appreciate it.
It's nice to hear that funny can sometimes go hand in hand with learning. But what are some of the most important things that you're trying to achieve with your programming, especially for the youngest viewers?
First of all, we're working with advisors to figure out what are the important things that kids this age need to know. And then we're taking those topics and we are offering them to kids in an age-appropriate way so that they're learning things that they think would be interesting, you know, mixing all of that with a sense of humor so they're having a good laugh as well. And at the end of that, I think what the real goal is that they're able to walk up to someone, you know, a parent or a teacher or a sibling, and tell them something that maybe that person didn't know. And then, the kid gets the thrill of being knowledgeable about something that they're really interested in. And then they get the thrill of knowing it, maybe surprising someone else with it. There is so much that they are curious about because they're young and, they are just wondering, how does the world work? How do people work? How do animals work? And so we're able to offer them in an age-appropriate way all of that information in the form of stories.
I love that idea of kids sharing fresh ideas, fresh knowledge with their parents. We've been talking about a lot of these shows have been for the youngest viewers, but other shows really seem designed to reach older kids, other PBS shows, like this one.
My name is Agent Olive. This is my partner, Agent Otto.
That show, Odd Squad, features plots that are always very math-driven.
When you place the three triangles in just the right direction, they make
a pentagon. Ingenious.
So tell us about the process behind figuring out how to make a show like that, talking about math, successful.
Right. Well, Odd Squad is one of those shows that, I love it so much that I almost can't believe that I work on it. It always makes me laugh. It just represents exactly what we're trying to do at PBS, to combine a really smart sense of humor with a topic that kids are curious about. And the thing that we're really trying to show with math is how helpful it is. Math needs a good PR person. If we can just be there saying, yeah, math is really important and really useful, that's a helpful thing for math.
Math needs a better PR person. I've never heard it put that way before. But Linda, could you talk about how you decide what shows work and what they should be teaching?
The first thing that we have to do is figure out what areas we want to cover. So we work very closely with a number of advisors. We have advisors who are experts on child development. They help us understand what kids can understand at every different age. And then we work very closely with a lot of people who are focused on how to teach science to preschoolers. So we're working very closely with experts. And in the course of doing that, we'll start to see how that works in a narrative form and how it could work as a show. And people come in with all sorts of ideas, and we go through a lot of pitches to find ideas that we think really work. They have to be great shows, great characters, great stories, great ideas. And then they have to have a good curriculum that works for this particular age group. And then most importantly, those two things need to fit together. So, you know, it not every show works.
Let's see if we can convert this into some practical advice on this day. Given your wealth of experience in trying to determine what works, what advice, if any, would you have for teachers who might just be heading out the door now for their first day of what may be a long year of remote instruction?
Well, you know, in a perfect world, the teachers would be giving me advice. Mm. But since you've asked me, I'm going to say something that I know that teachers know, which is if you are telling them about things they're curious about, they will be delighted. And the other thing is surprise. You know, if you can surprise kids, they will be completely captivated. And I know that teachers know that because, you know, they are with their students day in and day out. They are the best people in the world. They are the hardest working people in the world. And, you know, I wish them luck in this new school year.
Linda Semensky is the head of PBS Kids Content. Linda, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, David.
I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too, because it's you I like.